Now, A Moment of Science presents A Day at the Zoo.
Hi, folks. Today, Don and I are at the zoo to learn about animals. Hey, there's the chimpanzee grotto, or we could hit the polar penguin exploratorium.
Let's check out this rhinoceros.
Ah, the mighty rhino. Did you know that its horn is made out of hair?
Really? It must use a lot of gel to keep it up like that.
Very funny.
Hey, what's the bird perched on the rhino's back?
Let's see if there's anything about that. Here we go. It's called an oxpecker.
Oxpecker? You'd think it'd be called a rhino pecker.
It says here that oxpeckers, which are also called tick birds, have sharp claws that allow them to grab onto the backs of large mammals.
That probably hurts.
No, it says that the hosts hardly notice them. Oxpeckers use their broad, thick beaks to pick out ticks and other parasites from the rhino's skin.
The rhino must appreciate that.
And oxpeckers also pick at scabs on the rhino's back and feed on the blood.
Gross.
There's more. Oxpeckers are so adapted to life on their host's back that they even mate there.
Geez, get a room or something.
Also, oxpeckers help rhinos sense intruders by shrieking when they spot a lion or some other animal.
That's the least they can do. What's it shrieking about now?
Probably us. Let's go see the hyena haven.
Okay.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Ellen Ketterson in biology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email address is amos@indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.